This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another Colorado hospital has joined a list of systems restricting the gender-affirming health care they provide. CPR's John Daly.
Children's Hospital Colorado said Wednesday that it'll stop providing puberty blockers and other hormone-based gender-affirming care treatments to its patients. The hospital is responding to the Trump administration's effort to block children and teenagers from getting gender-affirming care. Children's Colorado cited the executive order in its statement and said it would still provide behavioral health and supportive care to these patients. Last week, both UC Health and Denver Health said, in response to the White House order, they were raising the minimum age to get gender-affirming care to 19. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Demonstrators unhappy with the new administration filled the streets around the Colorado Capitol Wednesday. Many were upset about news of immigration arrests around the metro area and other actions from the new White House. Melinda Campbell said she's never seen a moment like this in U.S. politics in her 70 years.
We need to let people in Europe, Canada, Mexico, and the rest of the world know that we don't support what's going on with our government.
Denver's demonstration drew people from as far away as Greeley and Colorado Springs. It was part of a day of protests around the country. Close to 600 Coloradans are hospitalized with a respiratory virus this week. More than half of them have the flu. The rest are sick with RSV or COVID-19. The state's hospitals are recording relatively high numbers of ER patients testing positive for flu. More than $200,000 from the State Historical Fund will help with roof repairs at a historic church in Pueblo. The first AME Church was built in 1915. It was once listed in the Green Book Travel Guide during segregation and still serves Pueblo's black community. History Colorado administers the State Historical Fund and is a financial supporter of KRCC and CPR News. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. It's 6 minutes after six. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.